Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, and welcome to Gregory Stories, the radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter. Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard or call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents, so everybody should be able to pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year. So welcome to Gregory's Story. Well, the first thing I want to know is what's the weather like in your neighborhood? In Las Vegas, it's about 65 degrees, and it rose up from being 40 degrees at night. And now during the daytime, it's like 65, almost 70 degrees in the daytime. So we're getting rid of this winter weather, and it's getting ready to bring spring weather popping up in the valley here in Las Vegas. That's right, we're in the desert, and it's getting ready to start to be desert weather. So in Las Vegas, the weather's starting to heat up. So it's time, if you come to Vegas in the evening, make sure you wear your long-sleeve shirts and sweaters and jackets. But later on, earlier in the daytime, it's really getting warm now. It's starting to get really nice. And the weather is starting to start off the day like 70 degrees. And then it gets down to about 60, 65 in the afternoon. And then late at night, it gets to be 40 or 35 degrees. So that's how the weather is fluctuating in Las Vegas. All right, let's talk NBA football, NBA basketball, real quick. All right, DJ Papa D, what's the sports look like now? Everybody's moving along. We got 33 games that have been played in the season so far, and we'll go up to about 85 games to be played in the total season. So what do the teams look like? What's going on in the Eastern Conference? Let's try the Central Division.
In the Central Division, Milwaukee Bucks are on top with 19 wins, followed by the Indiana Pacers with 15 wins and 15 losses, followed by the Chicago Bulls with 15 wins and 16 losses. And next is the Cleveland Cavaliers with 12 wins, and bringing up the rear, the Detroit Pistons with 9 wins.
Oh, well, it looks like Indiana's a lot farther behind than I thought they were, and the Chicago Bulls are coming up fast. All right. Well, that sounds good. What's happening in the Atlantic Division?
In the Atlantic Division, Philadelphia 76ers are on top with 21 wins and 11 losses, followed by the Brooklyn Nets, who also have 21 wins but 12 losses. And then it's the Toronto Raptors with 16 wins. And the Boston Celtics and the New York Knicks both have 15 wins and 17 losses.
So the Toronto Raptors were in the bottom, and now they're moving up. Uh-oh, look out. Toronto's getting a run going. All right. Well, that sounds good. Philadelphia 76ers should hold on to the title in that division. But they say that the Brooklyn Nets are going to make a run for it. And the commentators are saying Brooklyn has the best team in the NBA. So we got to watch Brooklyn and see if they can overpower the Philadelphia 76ers. Because the 76ers have been leading the division since the beginning of basketball season. They've been the number one in the Atlantic Division. So now Brooklyn is starting to make a move. All right. So what's going on in the Southeastern Conference, Southeastern Division?
In the Southeast Division, it's the Charlotte Hornets on top with 15 wins and 16 losses, followed by the Miami Heat, who also have 15 wins, but 17 losses. In third, it's the Atlanta Hawks with 14 wins. Fourth, the Orlando Magic with 13 wins. And in fifth, it's the Washington Wizards with 11 wins.
All right. Well, that division looks like it's going to be all about the Charlotte Hornets and I don't remember who's the second place team.
Miami Heat.
Yep. Charlotte and Miami. Now Miami has won a couple of NBA championships, so we couldn't count them out. They can make a run for the title because they know what it's like to be the NBA champion. But then again, they had LeBron James when they won the NBA championship before. Just like the Charlotte Hornets had, the Cleveland Cavaliers had LeBron James when they won the NBA championship. So without LeBron, I don't know what these teams are going to do. I don't know if they can make it to the preseason, to the postseason, to the playoffs. So we'll have to see. We're hoping that Miami can make a run. And I like Charlotte Hornets, so they're all right, too. All right, let's go to the Western Conference. What's going on in the Northwest Division. Utah's still running the muck over everybody. And how many wins do they have now? Are they still like at 26? Or did they win a couple more? Do they have 28 wins?
Utah has 26 wins.
26, whoa. They're still running way ahead of everybody else. Okay, Utah. What about Portland? They're right behind them, I think.
Yep, Portland is in second place with 18 wins, followed by the Denver Nuggets with 17 wins, Oklahoma City, 13 wins, and Minnesota Timberwolves, 7 wins.
Wow. They're so far behind Utah. Utah's just running away with it. Portland and Denver are trying to make a run, but I couldn't believe that they're 8 games behind. Wow, Utah got 26 wins. They have the most wins in the NBA. Oh, man, they're making a major move right now. All right, what about the Pacific Conference? The Pacific Division, I'm sorry.
The L.A. Clippers are on top with 23 wins, followed by the L.A. Lakers with 22 wins. Phoenix Suns have 20 wins. Golden State. Hey,
oh, yeah.
Are you okay?
Yeah, I'm tripping because the Clippers are beating the Lakers now. Oh, no. What's really going on with L.A.? Are they falling apart in the run for the roses or what? I wonder if they got some people out that are injured. I know a guy, Green, was out, so he's not playing for the Lakers. And I think they had a couple other guys that were injured, so the Lakers aren't at full strength. But they got LeBron. LeBron should be making up for everybody. So I don't know. We'll have to see. All right, so we got the Clippers are in first place, and then the Lakers, and who's after that? Who really cares? But who's after the Clippers and the Lakers, or the Lakers and the Clippers? The Clippers and the Lakers, and then who's in third place?
The Phoenix Suns are in third place with 20 wins, followed by Golden State with 18 wins. And in fifth place, the Sacramento Kings with 12 wins.
Wait a minute. Two of the teams after the Lakers, one team has 20 wins? Or did you say 19 wins?
Phoenix. Phoenix Suns have 20 wins.
And who's after Phoenix Suns?
Golden State with 18 wins.
Wow, 20 wins and 18 wins. How many wins do the Lakers have?
Lakers have 22, and the Clippers have 23.
And the Clippers got 23, but the Phoenix Suns have 20 wins? Oh, man, here come the Suns. Oh, that's going to be a battle. The Suns are getting their winning going, and they may catch up with the Clippers. That's what I'm afraid of. The Suns are going to beat up on the Clippers, and then the Clippers are going to beat up on the Lakers, and the Lakers are going to drop down. Oh, no, it's going to be a battle in the West. All right, what's going on in the Southwest Conference, Southwest Division?
San Antonio Spurs.
How many
San Antonio Spurs are on? San Antonio Spurs are on top with 16 wins, followed by the Dallas Mavericks with 15 wins. And then it's the Memphis Grizzlies with 13 wins and 14 losses. New Orleans Pelicans with 14 wins and 17 losses, and the Houston Rockets with 11 wins and 19 losses.
Houston went to the playoffs last year. The Pelicans have never been to the playoffs. The Dallas Mavericks, I don't think, have been to the playoffs in a few years. So that's really interesting to see how that breaks down. Okay, well, the San Antonio Spurs have won the championship a couple of times, so they've had some good players. I'm interested in seeing what's going to happen in the West. The team's got 20 wins. They're moving right along. Wow, it's starting to get real deep in the West. All the teams are coming from behind. Only team that's running ahead and running away with it is the Utah Jazz. Wow. And they're just pushing along. They're just moving along. All right. Well, that's it for the NBA basketball for 2021 so far. This is like the, well, they've had 33 games that most of the teams have played. So they're on route. They have an 80-game season, so they're playing, and they're running for the roses right now, people. So pick your team and follow it as it's going for the playoffs. All right. Well, I got a joke for you, DJ. How come blind people don't like to skydive?
How come blind people don't like to skydive?
Yeah.
I don't know why.
Because it scares the shit out of their seeing eye dogs. All right, I got another one for you. There was a man that went into the bar and he got drunk and he was stumbling out the door and he was trying to walk home, and they had a cemetery next door to the bar, and the man walked and fell into an open grave, and he was hollering for help. He wanted somebody to come help pull him out of the grave. He said, "I'm cold. Help me. I'm cold. I need some help because I'm cold." And there was another guy that came out the bar that was a little bit drunk, and he walked that way, and he heard the guy hollering, "Help, I'm cold. Help me out of this hole, because I'm cold." And the second drunk man walked up and looked down in the hole, and the guy said, "I'm cold. Help me out of the hole. And the other drunk man said, "Of course you're cold. You done kicked off all your dirt." Okay, that's jokes by G Money, the pimp comic. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's time for G Money to introduce his new song. It's a doozy, so sit back and relax as I sing the new song for you. And it goes like this. I woke up Monday morning, rise and shine. I got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And I rolled on. I went to Long Beach. I was walking on the strand. I saw this beautiful girl laying suntan on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. She had yellow skin. I walked up to her, and to my surprise, I saw she had slanted eyes. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I asked her where she was from. She said she's from Japan. She comes to America because it's a free land. Ooh-wee, I agree with you, girl. I want to take you to South Central L.A. Walk this way to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rolled on. We went to L.A., South Central L.A. I went to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60. I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. We walked in the house and went to the bedroom. We started acting like a bride and groom. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering. all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. In the morning, we rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. We went to a Japanese restaurant and we walked in the door and went to the counter to order our food. And then I went and sat down at a booth at a table. And the Asian women kind of smiled at me and they looked and they bowed at me and I bowed back. They bowed at me again because they knew I was the Mac. My friend brought the food to my table and she asked me if I needed anything else. And I said, no, girl, sit down and let's eat. So we ate our food and we had a lot of fun. We talked and we laughed and we had a good time. And she said, I gotta go because my sister's gonna be looking for me. And I said, you're right, don't you know? So we got up and we walked outside to my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We went back to Long Beach, back to the Strand. I dropped her off and kissed her in the mouth. And I said, I had a good time. She said, I did too. We got to do this again real soon. And I rode on. I was riding through Compton. Through the hood, I went down the street in the hood, and I saw a girl. She was black and shiny like a black seal. Ooh-wee, she was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her and asked her her name. She said, I'm Darlene, and I found it, said, that's good. And she said, I'm in the neighborhood. And I said, I want to take you to South Central LA to where I live so we can go and play. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-5 is where I reside. 6-0, I want the girls to know 6-5 is where I reside. So we went to the Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rolled on. We came to the house, we went in the door, we went to the bedroom, and she got in the bed, and we acted like newlyweds. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine, she blew my mind. She started screaming and hollering all night long. She let me know that I could do no wrong. Ooh-wee, she was so fine, she blew my mind. We went to sleep and woke up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside. To my Mustang 65, that's my ride, and we rode on. I took her back to Compton. I drove through the hood. I dropped her off on the street, and I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rode on. I went to the Manhattan Beach, and I was walking on the Strand. I saw this white girl. She was suntanning on the sand. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. She blew my mind. I walked up to her, and I asked her what she do. She said, I do hair, and I teach school. I said, ooh-wee, me too. So I told her I wanted to take her to South Central L.A. Look, go to my ride, my Mustang 65, that's my ride. And we rode on. We ended up in South Central L.A., 65, that's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. So we walked in the door, and she laid on the floor, and I started humping like I never did before. Ooh-wee, the girl was so fine. Blonde hair was flowing all over the body. Oh, yeah, she was so fine. She blew my mind. She started screaming, hollering all night long. She let me know that I couldn't do no wrong. And then we went to sleep and woke, got up in the morning, rise and shine. We got up and got dressed and went outside to my Mustang 65. That's my ride. And we rode on. I took her back to Manhattan Beach, back to the Strand. I kissed her in the mouth, and I said I had a good time. She said she did, too. We got to do this again real soon, and I rolled off back to South Central L.A., to 65. That's where I reside. 65 is where I reside. 60, I want the girls to know 65 is where I reside. I walked in the door with a big smile on my face. I had a good time this weekend in this place. I was happy. I had a good time in my place in 65, where I reside. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, you better ask somebody. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. I rock and roll with the soul all night. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. If you don't know, now you know. And that's it for my song. 65 is where I reside. All right. So that's my new song, and it's going to be put to the music from the Ohio Players. Ohio. O-H-I-O. Ohio. Yep, be looking for that song to be ready. And we'll play this version of my song on Monday when we come back, so you get to hear this again, because it's a good song. I did mess up on a couple of lyrics, but it sounded all right. So, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, when I came home from college, my baby brother, Big Nasty, he was 12 years old, and he decided he wanted to play baseball. So he had signed up at Del Amo Park to play baseball. And I went out to watch him play his first game, because his big brother was a baseball fanatic. You know, I really was. I had planned to go pro and everything. So when I came home from college, I was looking forward to my brother playing baseball. And he went out, and he had his team all together, and everybody was there. And I was sitting in the bleachers getting ready for the game to start. And then the umpire said that they couldn't play the game. And I couldn't understand why. So I asked my brother, I said, what's going on?
Hey,
listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas, and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Las Vegas entertainment promoter, and I'm hosting Gregory Stories. I hope you're enjoying today's show, because this is a really outstanding show so far. I introduced the new song and everything, so I hope you guys listened and you heard the lyrics and everything was good to your satisfaction. So, I want to say that it's story time, and do I have another joke for you? No, not right now. All right, DJ Papa D, let's play the story for my listening audience, and we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
You know, I was working, going there every day, getting there at 7:30 in the morning, and it was a good time. I was happy with my employees. The girls all loved me. The employees were really good to me. And then we did a pep rally. So what they did was they said that every department in the hotel was supposed to do a skit. And the winning skit would get a day off with pay. Well, my boss, my assistant controller, came to us and he said, I got an idea. Let's all dress up like females and be cheerleaders. And I'm thinking, man, that's an old idea. They always want to dress the men up like women and want to have them be cheerleaders. I didn't like that. So I told them, no, that was an old idea. Let's do something else. And nobody else had an idea, so I came up with an idea. I said, well, let everybody dress up like cheerleaders, except we'll have one person to be a calculator. So we'll put a giant box over his body and put a roll of toilet paper to go down the back of the box like a calculator. And we put a bunch of numbers on the front like you're pushing buttons on a calculator. So everybody dressed like a cheerleader except for the calculator became my assistant controller. He became the calculator. And then we had somebody, which ended up being me, was a character we called Mr. Money. And he was the main money man for the accounting department. He handled all the money. And we played the songs by the OJs for the love of money. And I wrote a poem for each of the members of my office to recite a line from the poem describing their position. And all of their lines ended with accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And they would holler. And the calculator was supposed to be the leader of the cheerleaders. Well, my assistant controller was the leader. He was the calculator.
but he didn't like the position he got. He thought it was a little demeaning for him to be the calculator. And I ended up being Mr. Money. And I came out there with all green polo shirt and the all green baggy dress slacks. And, of course, I wore some brown color shoes that matched my green slacks. And I had a black Dracula cape, and my cape was long. It went all the way to the ground, and I could hold my arms out, and my cape would be a half circle. It was full. And I had Devo glasses on. I had white Devo glasses that were sunglasses, so they were tinted black. And then I had black leather gloves on with zippers on the back, and I had a green headband that they had stuffed dollar bills in my headband. So I came out, and my boss, the controller, had given me a handful of dollars. He had given me a handful of money, like $101 bills. And I had a couple of fives, and I had a couple of tens, and I had a couple of twenties. So I came out, and I'm dancing to the music, and we had judges that were judging the contest, and they were the president of the Marriott Corporation, the assistant vice president of the Marriott Corporation, and the controller for the Marriott Corporation. So these were the three top executives in the Marriott Corporation, and they were the judges. And so I would come out, and I would kiss the money in my hand, and I would count the money out, and I would laugh, and I would go, yeah, I got the money. I'm the money man, accounting. And I would laugh and everything, and then I'd count the money in my hand, and I would pull up a dollar, and I'd go, oh, what's this dollar doing in here with all of my fives and my tens and my twenties and my fifties and my hundreds? What do I want, a dollar? And I would take it out and ball it up and throw it in the audience, and the people would dive on the floor to get them dollars. And then I'd go and I'd count the money and I'd raise it up and I'd go, ha, 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 and I'd laugh and I'd walk around and I'd count the money again and I'm kissing the money and everything and I'm playing to the money and I'd count it again and I'd pull out another dollar and I'd ball it up and throw it in the crowd. And people were just going crazy. They were like, oh, man, this guy is crazy. And then I'd walk over to the judges, and I would act like I was going to give them some money. I'd count out like $10 or $20, and I'd go to hand it to them, and then when they reached for the money, I'd pull it back and laugh. No, you don't get any money. This is mine. I'm the accounting money, the money man. I'm the money man. And I would laugh, and I'd walk off. And we ended up our skit with me saying all the lines from the poem that I had written. So I went to the podium, and I got on the microphone, and I read the lines from the poem that I had written. And everybody, after I read a certain part of the poem, they would say, accounting department, rah, rah, rah. And that would be the climax of our story. And I was like, yeah. And after it was over, the winner was the chefs, because there was more chefs than anybody else. So they ended up coming in march two by two, and they came in marching to the Saints, except they're saying, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs, oh, when the chefs come marching in. and they sing that song, and they ended up winning the rally because they had the most difficult job was to put all of them together and to be able to come up with a skit which unified their whole department. So all of the chefs ended up getting a day off with pay. And that was the end of that show. And after the rally, I was walking with my boss, with the black controller, and we were going to lunch because he would come and get me and we'd go to lunch. And everybody that would see me was like, "What's up, Money Man? What's happening, Money Man? What's up, Mr. Money?" And everybody just recognized me in the whole hotel. I was the star. And every time I walked with my boss, everybody would ask my boss, "Did he hire me because I'm a good accountant or because I'm a good actor?" And everybody would go, "Wow, that's Mr. Money right there." And the girls would come up and they'd kiss me, and the guys would come up and shake my hand. I was real popular as we walked through the hotel going from department to department when I was checking all the registers, and I'd be with my boss. And, you know, everybody was commenting on how good I played the role with Mr. Money. So it was a real good situation. But what I didn't realize at the time was that my assistant controller was feeling neglected. He was feeling lost because he was my boss, but I was getting all the accolades. And nobody had gone to him to handle any problems in the office, because I always believed that everything went to chain of command, which means that everything stopped at me.
To hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Everybody came out, the Alphas and the Kappas and the Qs and the AKAs and the Deltas and the Zetas. All came out to see the boys in the blue and white throw down. Brother!
My friend!
Brother!
My Sam!
Brother!
Line brother,
brother, my Sigma brother, brother, my Sigma brother, throwing all Sigmas to the floor.
Right?
Brother? Step Doggy style. Doggy style. Woo, woo. Doggy style. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, clap, step, step, stomp. Clap, step, step, stomp. Hey, wait a minute, get down. Want to get down, oh yeah. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Get down, brothers, do the double step. Double step, double step. Hard, fade, and sinking to get down. We want to get down. Big brother, serious business. Okay, let's doggy step. Doggy step. Brother, big brother. The doggy step. On two times. On three times. On four times, marching up four times. On two times. On three times. Marching up, doggy, dunk it up. H-I-A, Kappa Alpha Psi. That's K-A Psi, or Phi Nu Psi. A flash so nice, they had to name it twice. Omega Psi Phi. Q-Dogs, Omega Psi Phi. Brothers, Sigma Dogs on the yard. Let's step down, huh? Let's throw down. Step, step, step. Clap, 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 step, step, step. Get down, insane. Get down, insane. Get down, insane. Whoa. Womp, womp, five beta. Womp, 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 five beta. Barbados Sigma in the house. Barbados Sigma in the house. We came, we conquered and we swooped. Woo! We came, we conquered and we swooped. My daddy had a friend that had a big house, and he ended up putting a pool in the backyard of his house. And he had three big Great Dane dogs that were running around the yard in the pool area. And me and my brothers were swimming in the pool, and the dogs were jumping in the pool behind us. And they would be swimming around waiting on us to come up for air, and then they would be pouncing on top of us. I mean, this dog was like a giant horse, and he would dive in the pool right after us. And when you came up to get air, he would pounce on you. Time they were on top of us, it was a situation where either we had to get away or we had to drown. So we had some good times at that pool. This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on StoryTimeWithGMoney.com. That's where they're located. G Money presents the dozen. I want you to send me some jokes. Send us some of your best crumbs or your best jokes or your best bag talking about G-Money. And it's all right. I have tough skin. I won't get offended. Now, you don't have to say G-Money ain't got no hoes, because if you think you're funny, I'm going to roast your butt. G-Money presents the dozen. Send me some jokes talking about G-Money.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? What's going on? I hope everybody's enjoying today's radio show. It's an exciting one, and it's been a good one for the listening audience, I'm sure. All right. Well, now it's time for me to talk to the fan club members. But before I do that, I want to tell another joke. There was a man that his wife was pregnant, and when she had the baby, she ended up with a head. That's all that came out, was a man's head. And so she was like, the husband was disappointed, but he treated the head the best that he could. He did everything he could do to show that he loved his son, and he took care of him, and he raised him the best that he could. And when he turned 21, he took him to a bar, and he bought him his first drink. And when the boy sipped the drink, his body popped out. And so now he has a head, but he has a body. And everybody in the bar was all excited, and they were happy. And his daddy was excited, and he was like, drink some more. And everybody in the bar was saying, take another drink, take another drink. And they were like, okay. They were taking, he took another drink, and his arms popped out. And his daddy was so happy. He was feeling really good, and he was excited about his situation with his son, and he was thanking God. He was praying, and he was happy, and he was having a good time. And everybody in the club, in the bar, was saying, take another drink, take another drink. So the kid took another drink, and his legs popped out. And now he has a full body with legs, and he's walking around wobbling side to side, and he's bumping into things and everything, and he bumped into the door, and he went out the door, and he bumped into the street, and he got hit by a car and got killed. And the bartender was whistling a sad song, and the man was crying and upset, and everybody in the bar was real quiet. And then the man said, how come you're not upset? And the bartender said, he should have been good when he was just a head. He should have been happy to be a head when he was just a head. That's a joke for G-Money, the pimp comic. All right. Now, fan club members, I need you guys to identify a song that DJ Papa D is going to play. You have 5 minutes to call into the radio station. and claim this song. It's 5 minutes, and I want caller number 6 to call into the radio station. And if you have the name of the song, you can win $50. I have $50 waiting for you if you can call in and within 5 minutes and name the name of the song. Okay, DJ Papa D, play the clip from the song. Oh, that was a good one. Okay, I know the name of that song. All right, DJ Papa D, play it one more time so the audience can get a good listen to the name of the song. And then we can see what's going on with caller number 5. So you got 5 minutes. All right. Play the clip again, DJ Papa D. All right, you got 5 minutes for caller number 5 to call in and claim the money, $50, if they know the name of this song. All right, DJ Papa D, play another one of my songs. How about Big Booty Girls? Or better still, how about I Love All the Girls in My World. How about that one? We haven't heard that one in a while. Play that one for the listening audience. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Girls in my world, they make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I let you grow, you've been my grateful friend. I've known you 55 years. I talk to you every now and then, and you still got stuff to say. I love you, Kim and Karen, my sisters from my block. We walk to grade school every day. Every day we walk home from school, and then we went outside to play. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day because I really understand. I love you, Quintina, Joyce and Lisa, Kathy and Shell, the girls from my block. We did everything that boys and girls do, and I got not to get hot. I love you, Meg. You were my first grade school love. I didn't know what I was
went to visit you every day. And we kissed and hugged and talked, and you became my first Creole girlfriend. I'll say, I love you, Brenda. I gave you for 5 years. I went to your senior high school prom. I love your mom and dad and your brothers and sisters. Like they were my own family. I love all the girls in my world. They made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I like you, Loretta. You were my friend. I visit you at midnight every day. We kiss and hug and hear a lot of things that you know. As the sun went to sleep after midnight or so, I love you, Val. Your mother was a friend of mine, and she thought you'd be good for me. But you had other plans. But my parents love your son like a grandson they never had. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day, because I really understand. I love you, Maria. You went with me every day. We hung out every day. I helped you raise your kids, and I gave you away on your wedding day. I love you, Yolanda. I visited you when I came home from college. We did a lot of things. We hung out every day. We hugged and kissed, and I gave you away on your wedding day. I love all the girls in my world. You made me the man that I am. I ask God to bless you every day, because I really understand. I love all the girls in my world. They make me the man that I am. I ask God to bless them every day, because I really understand. I really understand. Because I really. I gave you away on your wedding day.
my comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house. G Money, the Pimp Comic, presents 16 bars. Write 16 bars on the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from LA. And the winner will win a prize. So if you think you have skills, then you need to go to storytimewithgmoney.com and you need to download the instrumental version of I'm a Comedian from L.A. and record 16 bars of your best lyrics and then send it to me. 16 bars. Storytimewithgmoney.com.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
Okay, DJ, play the rest of the song.
Looking like super chicken at night. I see a light through my bedroom you, but don't make me thank you. Thank you. Try to get to the hood and you might get that a fool like me to shot by wrist. Incognito, ghetto ego. Saying fuck, where did he go? I bust me a left from Wu Felon. Parked the 735 and I'm bailing. Went to my homegirl's house and got a hug, man. She helped me run like Harriet Tubman. Looked out the window by the black bed. I saw the pigs and the folk on the flatbed. Then the light from the bird hit me in the face. Cause I didn't wanna catch a case. All that night I heard the birds circle while I was eating fish and watching Urkel. She said I could sleep on the couch. By 2 a.m. I was digging her rock. Fuck the ghetto bird.
Wait, they're going up. Okay, now he's actually southbound on a Surfer Street. And he was gonna have to get my map down here to figure out which Surfer Street he suddenly turned off on.
Is Las Vegas. That's Ice Cube and the Ghetto Bird. That's the name of that song. So we didn't get a caller, so I have $50 that I get to put away until Monday. So follow me on my radio show on Monday at 3 o'clock and see if you can qualify to win $50. Because on Monday we'll be doing a movie clip, and you need to identify the movie that we're portraying in the clip. So, DJ Papa D, what's up with you? I know what's up with me. It's the clock on the wall says that's all. It's time for us to get out of here. Time for me to shut it down and get out the air chair. I got places to go and people to see, don't you know? So, I want to thank my brother, DJ Big Nasty, for putting my radio show on social media so everybody around the world can follow my show. And I want to thank DJ Papa D for being my in-house studio engineer, because he's working it, baby. Yes, he's working it, playing the music, playing the clips, doing the sports, all of that. He's in the house for real. All right. Well, I'm G Money, and I want to say wear your mask. Stay safe when you're walking outside, and make sure you have social distance, 3-6 feet from the people that you're walking with, and make sure you stay away from people that don't want to wear their mask, because you never know. They may have infections for you. So watch yourself. Protect yourself at all times. All right, let's pray. And I'll see you on Monday. Have a good weekend. Watch some basketball this weekend, because they got some good games coming up this weekend. All right, DJ Papa D, play the prayer for us to pray, so we can get rid of this virus. And school is getting ready to start at the beginning of March. So hopefully the kids are all getting their vaccination and all the teachers have their vaccination shot. Okay, DJ, I'm out of here. See you later. Talking to you as Reverend G Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop
stop this virus since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together, and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens. And we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Lord God on high. Amen.
Thank you for joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVG@juno.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.